My Mac Podcast 971. M4, where's the M3s?
And welcome everyone to the MyMac.com podcast. So the rumor mongers are talking about AI-infused M4 processors before Apple's even finished updating M2 Macs with M3s. It'll all be worth it, though, when those M4 AI-infused Mac Minis, Studios, and Pros get out of Apple's labs to enslave humanity. Wait, no. I mean, help us with Photoshop. Hello, Gaz. How are you today? I'm almost hesitant to ask that.
You should be. Wow. I'm not even going to go there. For reasons we think totally unrelated to the man sitting to my left.
For once, my right. This is the first time I think we can say that in relation to this podcast.
I have been having all sorts of issues getting connected, not through anything that I've changed or I've been doing, but we think that these little beasts...
Don't open it.
I'm not going to open it. Oh, my God. But anybody watching the video will see that I've got an old school headset on. And no, I'm not using the mic on it, which is on this side. And it's taken us an hour and 15 minutes to get anywhere close to be able to do a recording. And even when Guy just first did his intro, we had an issue and he disappeared for a minute. So I don't know how long this video is going to be, this podcast is going to be, Guy. All sorts of things out of our control. Nothing that we could even do. There are issues with me not being able to even identify everything that's plugged into my system. It's weird, absolutely weird. Anyway, we won't go into that.
We even tried a completely different way to record, and it was still all messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we'll talk about that later on.
Or possibly next week or sometime. Yeah. But we think there's possibly either an issue with audio Bluetooth connections to my Mac or audio Bluetooth items going through audio hijack. We do not know. Anyway, not sure. I've been away on holiday, Guy.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go?
Well, we went down to Cornwall. We went with the kids and their partners. We did some Atlantic swimming. The kids did some surfing. You'd have been proud of them. Up on the board,
Wait, hold on. Surfing.
Back up, boy.
What kind of waves are we talking about?
They only went out when the waves were like 3 or 4 feet. So not big stuff. But they were getting up. They were up on the boards, surfing along.
Well, they're doing much better than I ever have.
Yeah, ever. All of them were stood up. All of them got up and were stood up. So, yeah. And we did some walking, of course, and quite a lot of eating. Prior to going to Way Out, I had to spend some time in Numbers on my Mac, doing the accounts for our Rugby Ref Society, the year-end accounts. Fun all round, I'd say. Yes. Been busy this week. The usual volunteering, cycling, wild wandering.
It keeps auto-correct. One day, autocorrect is going to correct the wrong thing and it will be the end of humanity. I know this for a fact.
It will, yes. Call Putin. No, I didn't say blow up Putin. some wolf wandering and other stuff. Oh, and we're getting close, Guy, to having a decision on a solar and battery setup for our house.
Nice.
More on that when it actually happens. I'm sure I'll have lots of information. How have you been? You did lots of AI stuff with Carl last week. And
that was fun. Well, no, that was actually 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yes, we missed. Yeah. Why did we miss last week? That's right.
I'll tell you why.
Reasons.
I'm going to tell you why. So do you remember how excited I was? And how I went on and on.
Yes, about
the trip to Rochester, New York that I was going to take with Tracy to see that eclipse on Monday the 8th. Well, not that great. Actually, it wasn't great for me, and it wasn't great for all of the people that went to Rochester, but we'll take those on one at a time. So it was a bust for us, for Tracy and me, because we were going to leave on Friday the 5th to go to Rochester, spend the weekend in Rochester, driving around, seeing stuff. And then Monday was the eclipse, the 8th, and then we were going to fly home on the 9th. The previous Wednesday, now this is now April 2nd, I think, and my camera just went out.
Yeah, I think the battery's died.
Yes, it has. But I'm going to keep telling the story as I go.
You keep telling
this.
The story. Yes.
Well,
you keep
telling the story. Battery.
You see if you can multitask like a good woman can.
So we went through all of this stuff. And as it turned out on that Wednesday, she wasn't feeling well. She's kind of been off her game for a couple of weeks now. But
yep.
On the Wednesday prior to us leaving, all of a sudden it got worse. And so my son, Guy Jr., was like, maybe you should test for COVID.
Ooh.
So we did.
Yeah.
And she was positive.
Uh-oh.
So then I tested for myself. I was positive.
Uh-oh.
At which point it was like, okay, we are not going to Rochester. So fortunately, I was able to cancel everything. And the reason why that was...
What about all the money you spent? I mean, wow.
Because that was almost $4,000 in total.
Yeah.
And the reason... And it's not like normally... Oh, it's going to cost you so much money to go to Rochester, because it's not like, you know, people are going crazy trying to get to Rochester. But because the eclipse was going on, they, you know, all the prices got jacked up.
Yep. Yep.
So at that point, oh, let's see, is it going to bring up my camera? No, it's going to bring up Elgato, Gaz.
Are you able to continue talking?
There we go. So
there you go.
We're back up. So
well done. Can I say? Can I applaud you, Guy? That was brilliant multitasking.
Let me throw this in real quick. We would have been fine if we had started recording when we were supposed to.
Yeah.
Because this webcam had been on for, what, hour and a half or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I canceled. You know, obviously, number one, Tracy, with her other various ailments, as well as COVID, couldn't go. And even if I didn't have COVID, I wasn't going to go, because I'm not going to do something like that without Tracy being with me. So I canceled the flights. I canceled the hotel. I canceled the car, and I got all my money back, except United Airline. Thank you, United Airline, would only give me credit. So I've got like $1,600 in, don't say bad words, in credit for United Airlines. And for that much money, I could have flown to friggin' Hawaii instead of Rochester, but that's neither here nor there. So that's in credit, but I got all the rest of my stuff back on my credit card. And the only money that I lost out on was the $200-ish dollars for the place that we were going to go to view the eclipse. Because I wasn't able to get a hold of them, and I left messages, and I think they were like, no, we're not going to call him back. No. We're going to keep
that. But hang on, Guy.
Yeah.
But hang on, Guy. I saw a picture of you looking at the sun.
Yeah, yeah. That was from our back deck here at the house. And it was probably 80 to 85%,
right.
You know, covering the sun. But the problem is, and for people who don't understand, the sun is so bright that until you get in the 95 plus percentile of it being covered, you can't really tell the difference. Now, we wore the glasses so we could see. It teased us, Gaz. I felt like Khan Noonien Singh in Star Trek II. It tasks me and I shall have him. But no, no. With the glasses on, I was watching the sun or the moon come across the sun, and it got to just this little tiny sliver. And it's like, oh, I know they said it wouldn't do it, but will it? Will it be in totality? Because it looks so close. And then it just went, nope, whoop, and went right back up again. It was like, oh, oh, tasks me. I shall have him.
So close. So,
as a matter of fact, look at the shirt I'm wearing.
So close. Yeah, totality. Yeah. Did you know, actually, here's a piece of information for you.
Sure.
Did you know that Einstein's theory of relativity was actually proven because of an eclipse?
No, I didn't know that.
A scientist basically had to measure, you could, because the sun obviously hides any sort of starlight that comes from behind it. You cannot see it. And yeah, they actually used an eclipse to see the curvature or the bend or something. I can't remember the actual details. But
the theory of relativity?
The theory. I said it a minute ago. Theory.
Are you actually relying on me to continue this conversation? That's a dangerous move.
But the theory was actually proven during an eclipse. And what they did was take hundreds of thousands, I don't know how many, thousands probably, of images, and then had to do the measurements of the light coming through, I think. And that helped. Or if it more than helped, I think it actually proved Einstein's theory of relativity. There you go. There's an interesting fact for you. And if anybody listening says, Gary, you're such an idiot, that's completely wrong, it's this, well, we'll tell you how to contact us later in the show.
And here's the other thing you have to remember. We don't care. Because it sounded good.
And it did.
On this show, as long as it sounds good, it's a fact. Okay?
I'm leaving it in.
Now, the other thing that I've done is, and I don't think I'm going to continue this. I'm trying out I'm not going to suddenly go out and buy a crap ton of action cams like I did with microphones. But I did go out and buy a GoPro Hero 12 Black to try it out as a webcam. And as you can see, it's working. But I had to connect the webcam directly to the computer, USB-C to USB-A, and that's fine. But it doesn't, as previously witnessed, it doesn't charge the battery at the same time. And if I take the battery out and just connect the camera with a USB-C cable, that doesn't work either.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, it did. No. It did for mine, but my GoPro was an older GoPro, so it maybe
was it a GoPro or was it some other kind?
No, it was a GoPro. It was a GoPro.
Okay.
I know the difference between a GoPro and any other sort of webcam guy. I may be stupid, but I'm not stupid.
Listen, you had the Einstein relativity facts that we don't even really know are true, but we're going to say it's true. So that's good enough.
But for
people who haven't seen it before, let me pull this up. This is the camera that I've been using. This is a Sony A5100.
Yeah, a lot of people use those and love them. So I don't know why
great.
I know why you changed. Because you're experimenting.
I am. I do that. Huh. How often does Guy experiment with audio and video? Every week. Okay, good. I'm glad we've got that out of the way. And frankly, to be fair, and it frankly just doesn't look as good, I think. And I think you commented on that as well.
Yeah.
And it's bowed. It's bowed out a little bit. It's like this kind of wide angle shot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the really expensive 5100 that I've spent a lot of money on.
Go back to something you spent money on to do a proper job rather than trying to cheap ass it through some other method. Yeah.
But if you, and the GoPro isn't the only action cam that can do this.
No.
So if you're a podcaster and you want to get into streaming or you want to get into you know, other things along those lines. There's absolutely no reason why you couldn't use a GoPro or an Akeso or, you know, any of the action cams out there, as long as they have a webcam mode. That's, you know what's weird? The Insta360 is more expensive than the GoPro.
Well, it sees more.
Yeah.
360.
Yeah. It's like you turn it on, pointing at your head, and you're like, wow, I need a haircut. And only people who watch the video will get that joke. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Why don't we...
What's this about McSticky, Kimpf, and Ixby?
The MacStock Conference and Expo, which is coming up July 12th through the 14th. And I am planning on being there this year. I still haven't verified with Mike whether or not I'll be speaking, because he's doing this thing on Friday, kind of a deep dive on certain subjects. And my idea had to do with AI, but he's got someone doing that. And I don't know if he's going to try to partner us up. Quite frankly, since this
quite
guy,
frankly, I feel sorry for the other chap.
Well, here's the thing, though. See, he already came in and said he was going to do something on AI, and if I had done that, and then you know somebody else came up and said, "Well, I'm just going to join up with what you're doing," I don't know if I would be okay with that. So who knows? What's going to happen? And that's fair. That's completely fair.
Yeah,
you know, you go to all the trouble.
It's fair on his mindset as well for the future. Yes. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you go to all the trouble to come up with a presentation and how you're going to do it. And all of a sudden, here's this one-eyed, great, big, tall, ugly guy that comes up and says, I'm going to jump in on your
this
stuff.
This is funny. This is funny if you do it like this.
Why don't we make jokes and laugh all during your very serious presentation? Yeah, I'm sure he's going to love that. So, but I mean, regardless of whether I'm presenting or not, I'm planning on being there this year. So if you have any interest, it's going to be in the Chicago area, and I'm actually wearing a MacStock hat. MacStock
hat.
Words are hard, Gaz. MacStock hat.
Stock.
Yeah, it's those words.
Those words. Anyway.
If you're in the Chicago area or can get to the Chicago area July 12th through the 14th, it's always, always, always a great time. I've only missed it once in all of the years that it's been possible.
All right, don't rub it in. All right.
No, that's fine. I mean, I realize that some other people have only been once. But, you know, we won't go into that right now.
And you'd only get that cares, if you watch the video.
Yeah. And if anyone cares, I'm still using my wonderful Rode NT 4th Gen mic, so there's no
Nobody
need to
cares.
Mention it.
Nobody cares.
But something that people might care about is the next thing that's coming up in the show. What might that be, Gaz?
Gazzy Snippets. Interestingly, this week's snippets are quite... I think they're reasonably short. Even though I've been away for two... probably even 3 weeks. I don't know exactly the length of time now. It's been so long, Guy.
I think it's been 3 weeks since you and I did a show together.
But most of the stuff is just rubbish. I think I didn't get rid of the first week, so this is probably 2 weeks worth of stuff. But there's been hardly anything. Anyway, let me jump straight in, which I'm not doing. So I'll jump in now, which isn't straight in, because if I jumped straight in, I would already started, but I haven't.
And you wouldn't be talking about this.
No, stuff. I would have already. Apple sues former employee for leaking journal app Vision Pro details. Apple has sued a former employee, Andrew Ord or Audi or
what, they
Audi.
Fired him?
I don't know whether...
No.
Is that supposed to be a joke? Anyway, for leaking information about more than half a dozen Apple products and policies, including its then unannounced journal app and Vision Pro headset. I think I remember reading through this, and they sued him for something like $75,000 or something.
No, it's like $25,000.
$25,000.
Yeah.
It's less the amount, more don't do it. So anyway. Yeah.
And he's completely screwed his career.
Completely. Anyway, we did mention this and then we backtracked and then we found actually that you were right initially. I'm just going to turn my light down because it feels a little harsh. So it's because it was actually fine earlier, but now because we've been so long, it's getting darker and it feels bright on the light. Anyway, John Stewart says Apple told him not to interview FTC chair Lena Khan. So this seems to be a little bit more in this John Stewart story. After we kind of backtracked the week after we'd said, oh, Apple being bad boys, perhaps they
sounds
may
like they
have
were.
Been, it looks like they were basically powering their arm little more than perhaps people realized. The EU investigating Apple's response to Spotify complaint. The European Union is investigating Apple's response to a Spotify complaint to determine whether the anti-steering changes made by the Cupertino company are sufficient to comply. This story is just going to run and run and run. Love it. I love it. And Carl, if you're listening, EU, 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 EU.
A future Apple- I was on his show.
I know. I heard
2 weeks
it.
Ago. And
yeah. Didn't take you long to disappear and go off with someone else, did it?
I got lonely.
A future lonely. Apple TV. Do you want to say any more about the show that you were on 2 weeks ago, which is now old hat?
It was fun.
Good. A future Apple TV could get a FaceTime camera, but the headline here says, but should it?
No.
Okay, moving on. Tesla settles a lawsuit over a 2018 fatal autopilot crash of an Apple engineer. Walter Huang was killed when his car, very sad news that was, killed when his car steered into a highway barrier, and Tesla will avoid questions into its technology in the trial. Tesla has settled a lawsuit over a car crash which killed an Apple engineer in 2018 after his car veered off in a highway near San Francisco. Court documents showed last week. I don't think we'll say too much about this.
Well, I've got something I heard.
Okay, go on then. You apparently hit us with it.
Tesla had contacted Apple to get the logs of what was going on with his phone at the time.
I heard that. Yes, it did.
And apparently there was a game that seemed to be being played at the same time in the morning and in the evening that corresponded with his drive home or drive to work. So I guess the question is, instead of paying attention to what the car was doing, was he playing a game on his iPhone? And when it comes to things like lawsuits, it doesn't matter so much what you can say is true. It matters what you can prove to be true.
Yeah.
And there's probably the reason why they settled, even though he likely was because they couldn't prove it. So if you're in a car and that car is self-driving, that doesn't mean take your eyes off the road. That doesn't mean you just sit back and take a nap.
Guy, stop there. It doesn't matter whether it's an autonomous car. It's anything. I've seen guys shaving while they're going along. That means they're holding their face with one hand and shaving with the other.
Women putting on makeup.
Oh, it just, you know, people reading stuff. You see it all the time. So just pay attention, folks.
Yes.
It's not because it's not you that gets injured or killed that we then worry about. It's the others, the other people that you might injure in that process that I'm more concerned about. So anyway, we won't go too much into that because obviously we don't know full details. But that's not so good. That's not so good. Apple has asked the US appeals court to reverse the Apple ban on the Apple Watch import ban. Apple has asked the US a court's bill this month to overturn a US trade tribunal's decision to ban imports of some Apple Watches in a patent dispute with a medical monitoring technology company, Masimo. Now, I heard a little bit about this. I've not got the full details, but I think there seems to be a bit of consternation or doubt as to whether Masimo actually had a product. And it's less about the patent that's being pushed here and more about the fact that they are going down the trade side of whether they had a product available and could sell it. So I think we're probably going to hear a little bit more, and rather than just sitting and reading all the way through this, because I don't think it's in complete yet in its entirety, but it does sound as though Apple are going, hang on a minute, you wanted to stop us because of this. Well, it shouldn't have been because of that. You wanted to stop us because of the trade and that you had a product available where you didn't. You wasn't manufacturing. So we'll see where that goes.
That's the big problem with the patent system here in the United States.
Yeah, it's broken.
Is that people will just patent everything under the sun, wait for somebody else to make it, and then sue them. And
I think they would. It sounds like they've stopped them, or the Trade Commission have stopped them, where it should really be the Patent Office which is doing the work on this. If the patent is being pushed and being used by Apple rather than the fact that they said that they could actually sell them. Anyway, there'll be more news on this, I'm sure, in the weeks coming. Apple is to expand its presence in Florida with a new Miami office. Following moves of other tech giants like Amazon and Microsoft, Apple is reportedly set to open a new office space in Miami suburb. And I believe the size was, it could take several thousand people. I think that was the case. I thought I had
go to Fort Lauderdale instead. They're still crazy, but not as crazy as Miami.
Oh dear, I've got to say consent lots of things, and I'm not going to do that. But I think there was it was several thousand people that they were going to possibly open this space to. So we'll see what happens there. One in seven iPhones are now made in India as Apple reduces its dependency on China. Yeah, that's just an ongoing story. It's an ongoing story. The judge in the Apple antitrust case has stepped down due to an apparent conflict of interest. The judge, due to hear the Apple antitrust case brought by the U.S. Department of Justice, has recused himself, meaning that he will no longer preside over the case. Judge Michael E. Fairbairns. I probably said that wrong, but it's made me laugh. Fairbairns.
Does he know that guy, Sal?
Yeah, he's going. Anyway, he yesterday filed paperwork stating that his recusal is necessary under the code of conduct rules. So maybe he's got lots of shares in Apple. I don't know.
If he does, I think he would have or should have known that before he got involved with the case.
Well, I'm not moving forward because, remember, this is snippets. Apple is to expand repair options with support for used genuine parts. That's the headline from Apple. Here's a different headline. Apple to allow used parts for repairs starting with the iPhone 15 lineup. There seems to be a little bit of controversy over this, though, moving forward. Can't think why, Guy. Not a clue. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's so many of those used iPhone 15s out there, you'd think it wouldn't even be an issue. Sorry, what's the current phone again? iPhone 15. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's the one. It's more the used parts, which is the issue there, I think. Apple alerts users in 92 nations to mercenary spyware attacks. This has been changed. The wording, I think, has changed from a governmental attack. I can't remember what the exact wording was now. And I thought I had the right article linked here, which obviously I do not. But it was something like your phone is being attacked. And the wording was a little bit governmental. Just watch yourself because your government's attacking you, something along those lines.
Well, and also,
they've now changed it to mercenary spyware attacks.
Yeah. This kind of attack is not cheap. So it's...
No. But the point here is, Guy, that the fact that they've had to change the wording because they've probably had a little bit of pressure from certain governments around the world saying, hang on a minute, are you pointing the finger at us? China!
Maybe countries that make or sell iPhones.
Sorry, I sneezed then, didn't I?
Yeah. Bless you. Sorry. Bless you, sir.
Force restart your Apple Watch to resolve the ghost touch issue. In a memo shared with Apple authorized service providers, Apple advises that the Ghost Touch bug that affects Apple Watch Series 7, 8 and 9 and the Apple Watch Ultra and Ultra 2 can be resolved by force restarting the device. I'm not going any further into that story because it's made me angry. Apple to allow some iPhones to be repaired. Oh, well, I've already spoken about that. A $1 billion developer lawsuit will proceed after Apple's objection was rejected. A UK court has ruled that a near $1 billion developer lawsuit against Apple will be allowed to proceed after the iPhone maker attempted to get it dismissed. The £785 million, $979 million, antitrust lawsuit was filed on behalf of more than 1,500 British developers and alleges that Apple's monopolistic control of the market for iPhone apps allows the company to charge abusive levels of commission. We'll see how that court case goes. News of Apple's AI focus unleashes $112 billion stock surge. So Apple said something and the gamblers on the stock market said, let me see what it says here. Apple's decision to overhaul its Mac computer line to focus on artificial intelligence, as reported by Bloomberg, struck a chord with investors. Sending the stock at 4.3%. No. Let's be honest here. What it did was those analysts took an opportunity to grab some money. I assume that the stock probably then went down, and there was the equal amount of analysts that were betting on the fact that that would happen also. Complete and utter
bollocks.
I was going to say, it's just gambling. Legal gambling at high rates. Yeah. With your money, folks, your pensions.
You see, when this kind of stuff happens, these analysts, quite frankly, they're the ones that should be sued by all of these different organizations that have Apple stock for like pension funds and things along that line, because it's not Apple that's saying these things that affects the stock prices.
Well, hang on a minute. The Norfolk County Council, when they sued Apple, it was because Tim Cook had said something.
Yeah. But I'm talking about in general.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm just defending. We need as much money as we can get over here at the moment because our roads are rubbish. Anyway, the new Apple Watch data shows that the average person takes 334 days to walk/run a marathon. What that says to me, that shouts out to me, is all these people getting the Apple Watch
for fitness
and for health reasons. Perhaps you need to work a little bit harder, folks. You really do need to work a little bit harder.
My ring is only at 10%. What's up with that?
Apple is working to fix iPhone's suggestion of a flag of Palestine when some type Jerusalem. So if you type in Jerusalem into, let's say, messages, it may come up with a flag option of Palestine. Apple is working to fix that bug in its latest OS, calling it a bug. Software that suggests Palestine flag emoji when some users search for the word Jerusalem in the emoji keyboard. The company told CNN it is aware of a bug within predictive emoji in the keyboard. It is working on the fix that will be made available in the next iOS update. I bet they are. And Guy, that is the end of Gaz's Snippets.
Okay. Do you have a link?
Not this. No, I've been away.
Okay. That's my excuse.
I was looking for a link, actually, before we came on, but I couldn't find anything that was interesting enough.
That's fine.
I should have found a link to that item about...
Einstein's theory of relativity
being proven. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, this is getting scary because once again, I'm the one that's remembering these things, and it's not right. It's just not right. This week, I don't know why this struck a chord with me. I think because I'm pissed at Apple because they haven't come out with new M3 Macs other than the ones that they released last year. Now, according to some, and we were just talking about these guys. Yeah.
Guy. Gaz's link.
I don't see it in the show notes.
I'm just about to put it in.
Okay.
Hang a minute. Where's my Gazzy's link? Here we go. There it is. Right.
Boop.
The solar eclipse proved Einstein relativity right. There you go. That's my link for this week's Gazzy's link.
Thumbs up. Oh, look at that. Thumbs up. See, it's not doing it now.
No, anyway, I turn mine off, so carry on.
Well, it's just frustrating because it should just work. There we go.
Yes, it should just work if you turn it off. There you go.
Well, I don't know how to do those things.
I do.
Now, do you remember we were just talking about analysts?
Yes.
And I'm saying that like between your pronunciation and my pronunciation.
Yeah.
And I like yours better. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, according to some crazy analysts, the Mac Mini Studio and Pro won't be getting M3 updates because they'll get M4s instead, along with baked-in AI. So all those other Macs, including low-end 14-inch MacBook Pros, high-end 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros, and 15-inch MacBook Airs will also be getting that M4 sweetness. And it wouldn't be fair, Gaz, to leave Microsoft out of this, you know, the AI-inspired lunacy, because they're going to release, and I find this more interesting than any AI stuff, ARM-based Windows laptops. Even faster than, and these ARM-based Windows laptops, the processors in them are supposed to be even faster than Apple's M3 processors.
And you believe them?
It's from analysts. So
analysts.
So I am very skeptical.
Skeptical. You're very skeptical.
Skeptical. There.
Skeptical.
I wish I had alcohol to blame for this. But I really don't.
I do, actually.
Yeah, gas does. I don't. This is water, probably.
Yeah.
It's a clear liquid. Can't be alcohol then. Anyway, so Microsoft is supposed to have ARM-based Windows laptops. And if you remember, the last time they really dug their toes into the ARM-based Windows laptops didn't work out that well for them, did it? So, and just to get off the whole M4 AI thing, let me ask you a question. If that is true, that Microsoft is going to go hard into ARM-based Windows laptops again, what does that say about the projected lifespan of x86?
It's going to be a bit like petrol, I think. It's going to hang on in there for quite a long time. How many devices that are not actual laptops, computers, desktops actually still run with the x86? Probably a damn sight more than you.
I think because if you're talking about devices that are single use, you know, by single use, I mean things like ATMs and, you know, things along those lines. They don't need all of the multi-core processing power and the other things that go along with, what is that called? Complex instruction CISC based processing as compared to RISC based processing that you have with most of the ARM chips. So if all you need is a reduced instruction set in order for a device to do a job. And part of the cost of that device, which of course is the processor, is going to be much cheaper by going ARM rather than x86. And you're making thousands or millions of these things. Which way are you going to go? You're probably going to go ARM.
Well, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So but I think
I still think there's going to be a long tail, a real long tail.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, Intel and AMD and all the companies that make x86 chips are just going to go, okay, that's it. We give up, you know, and we're going to dissolve the company and give the money back to the shareholders. Thank you, Michael Dell, the gift that keeps on giving. But I think it's interesting that Apple's success with ARM-based processing is leading the industry in a completely different direction than it has been in a long time with x86. And of course, anyone who disagrees or, you know, has another take on this is welcome to contact us in all of the various ways that we'll talk about later on the show. But to get back to M4 and AI, all this drama is supposed to partially unfold at Apple's WWDC event in June. If you remember that one where they talk about the latest upcoming versions of all of their various operating systems, and usually not a whole lot about hardware. Well, the analysts are telling us that, no, there's going to be some, you know, new information on that kind of stuff, too. So, according to these people, there's going to be these people, M4 Mac Minis before the end of the year, and all of these analysts are arguing about unverified and filled with yurt pudding facts, whether the Mac Studio will be included at the same time. And if you bother to read between the lines on a lot of these analysts, most of this won't happen until 2025. But quite honestly, Gaz, I'm not getting a new Mac Mini until this is all sorted out. Even the Mac Mini that I have, and it was a nicely spec'd out one for when the M1s came out, an M3 version is still going to be quite pricey. So until I see a clearer roadmap of what Apple's processor strategy is moving forward, I'm going to be kind of hesitant to get a new computer, especially when this one is still working so well. What do you think?
I'm not going to nod my head, because what I'm going to do, Guy, is I'm going to go Gaz's link. Because did you know, Guy, that a yurt is from the Turkish language, and it's a portable round tent. Did you know that? I mean, I'm not sure that you did, considering the way you used yurt in your last little section. But that's the end of Gaz's link.
Okay.
And I've put it in the Gaz's link as well. I have put it in.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Wikipedia article.
I agree with you.
I want to talk more about yurts. Myyurt.com.
Anyway, I do agree with you. I don't think I would be buying any x86 anything for the next ever, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I have a PC that I use just for gaming, and that's an x86.
There you go. You see, I think there's lots of x86 possibilities still out there for a few years. I would say for the next at least probably 5 years, maybe even longer.
Probably longer than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have an M1 Mac Mini.
And only then will we have a Apple car.
I don't know. I haven't heard it from Bloomberg. you have an M1 Mac Mini.
I do.
And as far as you know, Bluetooth aside, don't open that case. Do not open
I'm not opening the case.
Don't open the case.
Or any other Bluetooth device
You've been very pleased with the performance of your Mac Mini.
I have indeed.
I have as well.
It'll probably need well, unless I start doing something which is really heavily killing the processor of this device, I will not be going even to, you know, probably
the M3.
Probably I'm probably talking about the M8 or M9. I really don't, you know, for the everyday user, you really do not need to go, you know.
And I do video every week.
I still say there is an issue when you come to calculations, because when I used an Excel sheet or a number sheet and I did a vast amount of calculating and lookups, it struggled. The M struggled. So it is a processor which is, you know, aimed at a certain type of processing. So just be wary, folks. It's not, it doesn't, I mean, I talked about that months and months ago. I should try it again and just see how the processor works. Because some people do lots of calculations in, you know, in spreadsheets. And if the device isn't working because of that, then, you know, hey, maybe they're not the, you know, the panacea to everything that people think that they are. Panacea, that's the word.
What was that you were drinking earlier? What is that? Is it still down there?
I'm nodding my head because it was a beer.
Oh, you're nodding your head.
Hit it. Gazzy's tips.
Mostly.
Don't nod your head too much.
Mostly.
Gazzy's tips.
It's time for
Gazzy's tip. So just a reminder here, because the tip that I've got or had originally, I think I realized.
Is it about yurts or
no, it's not about yurts. No, it's not about relativity. I think I did this all those weeks ago. However, I'm going to do a quick reminder on a couple of things here. Command shift 3, 4, or 5. If you want to do some screenshots, folks, you can use those numbers. Now, I think command 3 does a whole screenshot. Command 4 gives you a little crosshair, which you can do a selection. If you go command 5, you get all sorts of selections, which comes up at the bottom of your screen to do any number of different screenshots. However, there are a couple of other little tips here in terms of preview, because sometimes you open preview and you might have part of an image in preview that you want to do a screenshot of to send to somebody. Well, you don't always need to. Actually, in preview itself, you can select an area, copy that area, and then create a new preview image, because what you get up in the file, in the menu, it says create new image from your clipboard. And I use that quite a lot. So taking images is really easy. I've got to.
Can you just open this for me?
Live, folks, this is really important. I'm having to open a bottle of wine because Mrs. Gaz really does need some red wine. And there you go.
Thanks very much.
Interesting.
Oh, don't take it away.
I'll get some in a minute.
No, not you, me.
Sorry, it's gone.
Oh, damn.
So everybody on podcast, if you're watching on the video, you'll see Mrs. Gaz come in and I'll have to open up.
Before we get off that subject, this is the reason why she did that. I know why she did that, Gaz.
Why?
She's saying, time to get off the podcast. I'm opening the wine.
She's not actually. She's not. She said, I can't open this. I need wine. I don't care what Gaz is doing. He's going to open it for me.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Anyway, so in preview, what you can do is you can select part of a preview image and then copy it and actually then create a new preview image, i.e. it creates a new JPEG or PNG. I can't remember what they are now. And I do use that quite a lot. And I think that's really useful. Don't you, Guy?
I do. Head nodding is happening.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the
old men dancing?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. And life is made much easier by combining all that together into a single clip. Don't even know why I said that.
No.
Okay. It was not a Gaz's tip, so I had to play that.
We don't have for pick six Guy. This week. No fooling. Oh, it doesn't count if I say it. God, I'm
just
all thrown off.
Fooling.
Now. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bob Wood. Remember
yeah, you
if you've
did,
done an
you
iTunes
did. He
review.
He told me off, actually. I did get an email from Bob telling me off because he thought I'd try and use that to catch you out where I missed what he was trying for me to do with the clip. But if I'd known that, I might have quietened it down, changed it slightly to see if you could not hear the fact it wasn't.
No fooling.
Doesn't matter where it came from. I just
it
need
just
those
works.
Two words. I just need those
okay.
two words.
Okay.
Now, if you've done an iTunes review and we've spoken about it on the show, make sure you send me an email in all of the ways that we'll talk about in a little bit, and you will get a Woo T, and that's big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark, and that is a Woody. And we have another reoccurring person who's sending us feedback. He's not a happy man. This is not a happy man, Cass.
Oh, why?
And he's calling himself Mr. Cheesedoff, though we could probably refer to him as Mr. Mac and Cheesedoff.
I like that. I like Mr. Mac and Cheesedoff.
Okay, you ready for it?
Well, sorry, I like the name Mr. Mac and Cheesedoff. I don't know whether I like Mr. Mac and Cheesedoff. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. He's an angry man. He's a very angry man, and here's what he had to say.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesedoff here. Oh, what's this now? Apple's WWDC 2024 is all about showing off their AI efforts, is it? AI efforts. As if my phone isn't already too smart for its own good. Now they want to cram more brain power into it. What do I need all that for, eh? Is it going to make my tea in the morning? Is it going to walk the dog? No, it's just going to find new and innovative ways to confuse me. And June 10th. Why then, eh? Just when I was planning to spend a nice day in the park. Now I'll have to hear all about how my iPad is going to predict what I want for dinner before I know myself. Oh, Mr. Cheesedoff, you look like you could use a salad today. No, I don't want a salad. I want a pie, and I don't need a chunk of metal telling me otherwise. It's all just a big show-off, isn't it? Look at us. We're Apple. We've got AI. Well, good for you. I've got a kettle that doesn't try to chat with me about the weather, and that suits me just fine. It all really cheeses me off. Goodbye.
Okay.
Well, I've got to say, he's probably very right about a lot of those things, but he needs to calm down a little bit, as he's going to have a heart attack.
Well, yeah, you know, medication might be required for Mr. Cheesedoff.
Cheesedoff, yeah. Well,
thank you. And he still hasn't sent me his email address, so I still have not created a movie for him yet.
Mr. Cheesedoff, he sounds British. So I'm going to assume that if he wants the certificate, he can contact me instead and I'll make sure it gets to him. If he doesn't like talking to Americans, because he obviously isn't very happy with Apple.
No, he is not happy with Apple at all. Thank you.
I could send him to Alan Sugar, though, for a bit of Amstrad.
Yeah. Probably. And one thing that I can guarantee you that Mr. Cheesedoff is not going to do is support us through Patreon. And if you want to do that, you
well,
can.
You don't know.
Well,
he's cheesed off with Apple, not with us.
Don't know that either.
Well, true.
But if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/MacBettit. You can go to coffee.
It didn't have the window. I pressed the button. I pressed the damn button. But because the window wasn't highlighted, it didn't play it.
It's got to be the highlighted window. Coffee, ko-fi.com/MacBarrett.
Can we start again?
No.
No.
No. But no. Oliver, welcome everyone to the mymac.com. No. You can also pay a pal at paypal.me/MacBarrett. Now, Gaz, if Mr. Mac and Cheesedoff, and he's probably going to hate that name, wanted to get a hold of you to tell you where to send his Woody or to tell you where you can stick that Woody, how would he do so?
Ever so easy, Mr. Mac and Cheesedoff. I think that you should send it to Gaz, G-A-Z.
Gaz.
gazmaz@mymac.com or on the Twitters and all the socials. Just search for Gazmaz. And if you can't find me on any of the socials, send me an email to gaz@mymac.com and I'll tell you the right address, because now there are so many socials that I'm on, I can't say them all. However, there is one thing, which is X/Gazmaz, G-A-Z-M-A-Z. I have to do that because Guy's really got to do the cars bit, hasn't he? You can also find us on X's with, I think it's Guy and Gaz, which is G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A. Wait for it. Zed.
Cars.
Thank you. Thank you. You can also send an email to feedback@ mymac.com. F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K
@mymac.com.
mymac.com.
My lips are hardly moving.
His name was Guy.
Oh.
Guy.
Guy?
Guy says
he does.
We know it was a guy.
Guy
we
was do. Paid his $75,000.
No, I was
He's
not.
The guy.
I am.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They do I not.
Don't... You remember Guy?
They do.
You're Guy. It's you.
Yeah,
I love you.
Yeah, that was.
Look at this guy.
Oh, that was loud.
No fooling.
If you want
an email from Guy,
how would they do it?
Oh, it is so easy. Go to the email client of your choice and just type in.
Oh.
There you go. At mymac.com.
I always forget that.
And that's GUY at mymac.com. Yeah.
Let's do a bit of editing. So, okay. Guy, how could they contact you?
Oh, in this clearly not edited bit of the show, all they would have to do is send an email on the email client or in the email client of their choice to @mymac.com. It's smooth as butter, Gaz.
Seamless.
So smooth.
Seamless.
Like there was never a mistake made at all. Find me.
Without me
what?
Doing a thing.
Without, yeah, absolutely.
Automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, cool? Steve. Steve is great.
Slide it across.
Slide it across.
The smoothest and most successful transition.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. No. You can find me over on the Zwitters, X Twitters, as either Mac Parrot or Vert Shark. I am also over there on Counter Social and Mastodon.social and, like Gaz said, many, many others, Mac Parrot.
That's the wrong button.
Close enough. It's a sherret. It's a shark parrot.
Can I play them both together? Yeah, no, I won't try it. I'm not going to try it.
If you want to contact us through our Google Voice number, Gaz, can you tell them what that... Hello? Hello?
Someone's ringing it, Guy.
I know, already. But they're not saying nothing.
No, but they've hung up. The number, if they want to call it, is 703-828-4677. That is 703-828-4677. What happens if you're outside the U.S., Guy?
Well, you got to dial your country code, then a 1, which is the country code for the United States, and you will incur charges if you dial it directly. So the
send us a voicemail through email.
There you go.
Clever stuff.
I'm that nosy. That is the much better way to do it.
Stop the pressures.
This is the sad part of the show as I laugh. Gaz, because we're near the end. We're so close to the end of a very, very long day. Very, very long podcast. We would like to say to all of you that are watching and or listening, all 12 of you that are probably watching the show, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. It is greatly appreciated. We love the fact that you do so. We wish more of you would call us or tell us what you think or send reviews.
Good or bad.
But it's just not necessary.
We get karma either way.
Yes, we do. We very, very much do. And Gaz, I think that this week we were good enough.
Yep.
And I think that we were smart enough, especially always, when we started talking about theory of relativity and yurts.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yurts.
We love our yurts. And that Wilf may not be a fan of yurts, but doggone it, woof, 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 Wilf. Wilf? Wilf? Woof. People like us.
Why are piggy banks so wise?
I don't know. Tell me.
Because they're filled with common sense. End.
Go home.